I mean, we started at 5 a.m. this morning assisting with the evacuation. Our ferries were probably a half to three quarters full, and we're going to keep on running our schedules to get everybody off that wants to get off until such time as it becomes too dangerous for us to operate when the winds pick up enough that we will have to tie up our boats for safety.
I would say we probably have around 1,000 to 1,200 local residents that live on Ocracoke now, and I would probably say maybe 300 or 400 is planning to leave. The rest are planning to stay. That's from what I understand from the amount of people that we know of that are leaving at this time.
You know, and we'll keep the store open. We'll keep it open as long as we can. We try not to shut down for very long during these events. We'll shut down during the major storm, and we'll be open before, and we'll be open after.
Don't know for sure right now. If I had to guess, I'd guess that my wife and children will leave, and I will probably stay, although I don't like to say I'm staying until the last ferry's left and I'm still here.
Well, on the island, a lot of people are just batting down the hatches, just kind of pulling in loose debris from around their stores and their houses, you know, wood, just cleaning up, just trying to get objects that would be flying around, you know, to put them inside of a shed or tie them down. People pulling boats up and just clearing up general debris around the island.